Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1670, air date March 20th, 2026.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva. Today, we'll briefly explore how honey supports healthy aging, looking at how its molecular actions connect to overall aging from a systems biology perspective. This is going to be an exciting discussion. We'll first explore the molecular basis of honey, and then dive into the molecular pathways involved in aging, highlighting how honey plays a role in attenuating these processes. All right, let's get started and understand what this is all about. Honey, often referred to as nature's nectar, is a natural product derived from floral nectar that is processed by the honeybee's upper aerodigestive tract. It has been valued since ancient times, serving not only as a food source, but also as a traditional medicine. Importantly, its strong antioxidant capacity plays a key role in managing various disease conditions and supporting overall health. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video, as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into an engaging discussion on a truly fascinating natural sweetener, honey, and exploring its potential role in supporting healthy aging. I hope you enjoy the session. Before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to thank our Cytosolve team for putting this together. We do this as a noble service to help people truly understand nature as a system and recognize the power of food as medicine. That video really highlights how taking a systems approach allows us to see things more holistically and much closer to how they actually work in the body. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical. To empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com, but those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it honey, or be it Centella, or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has led us to this point is really a combination of several key factors. It's not just one thing. We've seen a gradual breakdown of the immune system within our healthcare environment, coupled with the growing difficulty of accessing clean, nutritious food due to environmental changes. During the pandemic in 2020, my focus was on helping people understand how the body functions as an integrated system and providing practical solutions to strengthen their immune health. It was never about taking sides, pro-vax or anti-vax, but about empowering people through knowledge of the immune system and how to protect it naturally. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, it's the solution, that is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that system's approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Many forces, unfortunately, teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage, but that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. Think, fight, heal. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosol of Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin, and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosol, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosol took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot, okay? You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that, but this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about honey, or when I talk about ginseng, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brix said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on Honey, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and we're going to go to Honey on Aging. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why all of you should become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Honey on Aging. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved, but understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on honey and what we know about aging, why aging occurs based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on honey, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Aging is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how honey specifically benefits aging, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. Okay, as we've already discussed, honey, often referred to as nature's nectar, is a natural product derived from floral nectar that is processed by the honeybee's upper aerodigestive tract. It has been valued since ancient times, not only as a nourishing food, but also as a traditional medicine. Most importantly, its strong antioxidant capacity plays a significant role in managing various disease conditions and supporting overall health. When we look at the indigenous and traditional uses of honey, we see that its value goes back thousands of years. Ancient civilizations, such as the Greeks, Romans, Assyrians, Chinese, and Egyptians, used honey not only as a food source, but also as a therapeutic agent to heal wounds and treat gastrointestinal disorders. Even during World War I, honey was used by Russian soldiers to prevent wound infections and promote faster healing. In the classical texts of Ayurveda, honey is described as especially beneficial for individuals with weak digestion, further emphasizing its long-standing role in traditional medicine. Continuing with its traditional significance, the Greek physician Hippocrates recommended honey-based remedies for managing various ailments, including fever, pain, and wounds, highlighting its early recognition as a therapeutic agent. In traditional Chinese medicine as well, honey has long been incorporated as a key ingredient in several formulations, valued for its soothing and restorative properties. According to Ayurvedic principles, honey is also known for its kapha-reducing property, meaning it helps balance excess kapha and supports metabolic and digestive function. So now let's shift our focus to aging. Aging can be understood as the gradual decline in the body's physiological functions that are essential for survival and reproduction. Over time, this decline is primarily driven by the accumulation of molecular and cellular damage. As this damage continues to build up, it begins to manifest as the conditions we commonly associate with aging, such as hearing loss, cataracts, dementia, osteoarthritis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and other geriatric disorders. So, aging is not simply the passage of time. It represents the progressive biological wear and tear that gradually reduces the body's resilience and functional capacity. Aging, importantly, is not a fixed process. It can be influenced through several targeted interventions. For example, caloric restriction has been shown to support longevity by reducing metabolic stress and improving cellular efficiency. Regular physical exercise strengthens the body, enhances mitochondrial function, and promotes cellular repair mechanisms. Hormone replacement therapy can help restore physiological balance as natural hormone levels decline with age. Another promising approach is the clearance of senescent cells, which helps reduce chronic inflammation and tissue dysfunction. In addition, antioxidant and anti-inflammatory therapies protect the body against free radicals and persistent low-grade inflammation, two major drivers of biological aging. Together, these strategies provide powerful tools to manage, modulate, and potentially slow down the aging process. Right now, nearly 1 billion people worldwide are affected by aging and its associated health challenges, and this number continues to rise steadily, making aging-related conditions one of the most pressing concerns, not just for individuals, but also for families and healthcare systems across the globe. Now, let's take a closer look at how honey may play a meaningful role in supporting and potentially improving the aging process. And the way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform I've spent many decades developing. With the advances in modern science, Cytosolve allows us to apply a systems-based approach to understand complex biological interactions. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to aging too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. We begin by mapping the molecular pathways, starting with a detailed review and analysis of published scientific literature to understand how these pathways function. By integrating insights from multiple studies, we develop a clear and accurate picture of the underlying biological mechanisms. Once the analysis is complete, we share our findings with the scientific and medical community through publications in peer-reviewed journals. Next, we translate these biological interactions into mathematical rate equations based on principles of physical chemistry, allowing us to model how the system behaves over time. Using these mathematical models, we conduct combination screenings to evaluate how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify combinations with real potential, often leading to discoveries that are protected through patents. Finally, we move into licensing and manufacturing, ensuring these discoveries are transformed into practical, real-world solutions for people. So, as you can see, our work spans multiple areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're currently developing several formulations, each at a different stage, ranging from phase 1 through phase 6. At phase 6, we've already developed two highly potent products. We've also made around 4 key discoveries that have been granted patents. In phase 4, we're actively screening about 7 different areas, while another 9 areas are currently in the modeling stage. In addition, we have 5 areas focused on publications and 9 more dedicated to building systems architectures. Importantly, all of you can participate in this process. We'll soon be enabling opportunities for you to contribute, whether through donations or by spinning out individual components of these efforts into standalone ventures. We're right now in the 4th phase, the combination screening, so we're going to share with you some of that data. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. Through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered two highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. I'll now share more about MV25, which represents the same approach we're currently applying to aging. While we haven't completed the process yet, we're actively working through each step.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes far beyond theory. While many people talk about ideas without execution, we've taken this end to end, building a powerful, real solution that represents a completely new development approach, independent of big pharma. You can visit mv25.life, which we call the momentum to move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets, and we are firmly committed to being against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also created another powerful product line called Healthy Tea, which includes 7 carefully formulated blends: Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquili Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immuni Tea, each designed to support a specific area of health. In addition, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. This range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. Since we're discussing aging, I'd especially recommend Immunity Tea, a thoughtfully crafted herbal blend designed to support healthy aging using traditional ingredients known to strengthen the body and promote longevity. Our latest launch focuses on enhancing immune support, beginning with D3K2 magnesium, a carefully designed combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate, backed by decades of research to help maintain a strong immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-studied nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Anti-Aging Initiative is at this phase, so there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we begin by mapping the system's architecture of aging. At the core, we observe a cyclic relationship between oxidative stress and aging that reinforces each other. This bidirectional dynamic is key to understanding how aging persists and worsens over time. By examining this system scientifically, we lay the foundation for targeted therapeutic interventions. We're going right to the root of the problem, starting fresh and carefully examining all the research to truly understand what's going on. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support aging from multiple angles. So here we're looking at how oxidative stress ties into aging and age-related diseases. As we age, our natural antioxidant defenses weaken, while reactive oxygen species, or ROS, start to build up. This excess ROS damages cell membranes, proteins, and even the cytoskeleton, leading to the accumulation of faulty proteins inside our cells. Over time, this kind of cellular stress causes organelle dysfunction, which sets the stage for major health issues like obesity, atherosclerosis, cancer, osteoporosis, and dementia. So essentially, oxidative stress acts like a silent accelerator of aging, gradually breaking down our systems and paving the way for chronic disease. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, in understanding the system's architecture of aging, we focus on identifying the key factors that contribute to aging. These include genetic influences, immune system reactions, oxidative stress, and environmental exposures. Lifestyle choices, age-related diseases, psychological stress, smoking, and alcohol consumption further accelerate aging. Understanding these elements gives us a comprehensive picture of the root causes that need to be addressed. This holistic view sets the stage for deeper analysis in the next phases. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support healthy aging and improve outcomes in aging. This includes botanicals like aloe vera, amla, ashwagandha, basil, berberis, cardamom, centella asiatica, cinnamon, ginseng, honey, lavender, licorice, neem, pomegranate, rose, rosemary, sage, and sandalwood. Further additions include shatavari, shilajit, turmeric, water hyssop, and yogurt. Together, these 23 ingredients represent a broad spectrum of natural compounds with potential anti-aging properties. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on honey, one of the 23 promising natural compounds that may help in advancing healthy aging. Now, from our Cytosolve research, we have found out that honey is widely researched, and there are 12,260 research articles and 231 clinical trials. Over 89 years of scientific research have been done on this. Now let's take a look at the composition of honey. There are 21 key molecules found in honey, and while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. These include four major categories: minerals, vitamins, carbohydrates, and a variety of important enzymes. Honey contains 7 important minerals, which include calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, iron, and zinc. Along with these, it also offers important vitamins, such as vitamin B2, vitamin B3, vitamin B5, vitamin B6, vitamin B9, and vitamin C. Beyond these benefits, honey is also rich in carbohydrates, including glucose, fructose, sucrose, and small amounts of dietary fiber, which contribute to its energy providing and nutritional value. In addition to its carbohydrate content, honey also contains valuable enzymes such as oxidase, invertase, amylase, and catalase, which contribute to its biological activity and functional properties. And here we can see the structural diversity of honey's polyphenols. In total, around 30 different polyphenols have been identified in honey, contributing significantly to its antioxidant and biological activity. Among these, the 5 most prevalent polyphenols include caffeic acid, ellagic acid, quercetin, chrysin, and epigenin, each of which plays an important role in combating oxidative stress and supporting cellular health. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the 9 key biological effects of honey. Now let's turn our attention to the key biological effects of honey. It exhibits an impressively broad spectrum of actions, including eye protective, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, anti-tumor, wound healing, gastroprotective, anti-diabetic, antiviral, and antimicrobial effects. And taken together, these wide-ranging benefits clearly highlight why honey is regarded as a versatile and highly valuable medicinal plant across both traditional and modern healthcare systems. Then, coming to its health benefits. Honey is recognized for a wide range of health benefits that extend far beyond its role in aging. Research suggests that it may support the management of conditions such as asthma, cardiovascular diseases, oxidative damage, ulcerative colitis, diabetes, cancer, aging, dementia, inflammation, and even postmenopausal syndrome. Taken together, these findings position honey as a remarkably versatile natural remedy with broad and meaningful therapeutic potential across multiple systems of the body. But let's take a closer look at what we've learned from our combination screening, specifically with respect to honey. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Now let's look at how honey may help slow the progression of aging through its anti-inflammatory effects. When the MAPK signaling pathway is activated, it triggers the production of several pro-inflammatory cytokines. The persistent upregulation of these cytokines contributes to chronic low-grade inflammation, one of the key drivers of biological aging. Polyphenols present in honey can inhibit the MAPK pathway, thereby reducing the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines. By lowering chronic inflammation, honey may help protect tissues from inflammatory damage and support healthier aging. In addition to its anti-inflammatory actions, honey also helps slow aging through its antioxidant effects. Oxidative stress is one of the most prominent mechanisms driving the aging process. Honey, rich in antioxidant compounds, plays a protective role against this damage. At the molecular level, honey activates NRF2 signaling by promoting the dissociation of NRF2 from the NRF2 KEEP1 complex. Once released from KEEP1, NRF2 translocates into the nucleus, where it initiates the transcription of key antioxidant enzymes. These enzymes strengthen the body's antioxidant defense system, helping to counteract oxidative stress and the associated inflammation that contribute to aging. And we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out VitaSolve is going to do. We're right here in the 4th phase of combination screening. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for warrior scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at honey, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that honey has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Now let's look at honey as medicine, particularly in the context of blood glucose regulation. This study compares the effects of honey, metformin, and their combination on serum glucose levels. As expected, the diabetic control group shows significantly elevated glucose levels. However, when honey is administered to diabetic subjects, we see a marked reduction in serum glucose. Interestingly, the glucose-lowering effect of honey is comparable to that of metformin. Even when combined with metformin, honey continues to demonstrate a significant improvement in glucose levels. These findings suggest that honey is not just a natural sweetener, it may also have meaningful therapeutic potential in supporting glycemic control, similar to standard pharmacological interventions. Building on that, honey also demonstrates remarkable antimicrobial potential. In this comparison, honey was evaluated alongside commonly used antibiotics such as imipenem, ciprofloxacin, ampicillin, ceftriaxone, methicillin, and vancomycin against isolated Staphylococcus species. While the antibiotics showed varying degrees of inhibition, honey exhibited a 100% inhibition rate with a strong and consistent zone of inhibition. What's particularly striking is that honey's antibacterial effect was comparable to, and in some cases even greater than, several conventional antibiotics. This further reinforces the idea that honey is not just a nutritional substance, but a powerful natural therapeutic agent with significant antimicrobial properties. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience, donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have an anti-aging initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, some people might ask, if honey is so powerful, why aren't we all taking it? Well, the truth is, it's not one size fits all. It's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework, okay? And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, a 2019 study reported that consuming 20 milligrams of honey per day for 16 weeks was effective in controlling oxidative stress. For supporting brain health, studies show that consuming honey at a dose of 250 milligrams per kilogram body weight for 3 to 12 weeks can be effective. For managing the common cold, a 2023 study found that honey is effective when given 3 times daily for 5 days at the following doses: 2.5 milliliters for children aged 1 to 2 years, 5 milliliters for those aged 2 to 6 years, and 7.5 milliliters for children aged 6 to 12 years. For wound healing, applying a 30% honey cream at a dose of 1 knuckle per day has been shown to be effective. While honey offers numerous benefits, it's important to be aware of potential side effects, particularly at higher doses. Some reported concerns include allergic reactions, infant botulism, tissue dehydration, and a stinging sensation. Although these effects are rare at typical doses, they are worth noting. As always, this information is not medical advice, and it's recommended to consult a healthcare provider before using honey for therapeutic purposes. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use Your Body, Your System to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it If you want to find if honey is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move at different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Honey helps restore balance in the body by stabilizing the three doshas, which are vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Essentially, honey can be helpful when your body is out of balance, but it's also effective in maintaining stability. In this context, the black dots remain within the red zone, indicating a balanced state. This illustrates a condition where honey may be particularly beneficial. So again, we have these three powerful platforms: VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday, and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that, because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for aging, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out, and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To summarize today's discussion, honey, a natural product derived from floral nectar, processed by bees, has been used as both food and medicine since ancient times. It helps lower inflammation by inhibiting the MAPK pathway, which can aid in preventing aging. Additionally, honey activates the NRF2 signaling pathway, boosting antioxidant capacity and protecting the body against oxidative stress and inflammation associated with aging. And we are right now in Vitasolve, which is a new spin out at the combination screening phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. And that wraps up what we wanted to cover today on Honey on Aging. I hope you can see how we took a systems approach, touching on health, science, and even broader perspectives. If you want to get smarter, healthier, and stronger, I encourage you to get involved with Truth Freedom Health. One powerful way to do that, and to support both what we're building and your own growth, is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We shared many calls to action today, so I hope you found this session valuable. Get involved, support the movement we're creating, and invest in your own development. For anyone who joined a bit late, today's discussion focused on honey and its role in aging, and this is just the start of an ongoing series. Stay engaged, support your advancement, and be well. Thank you.